Italia Garcia knows it must be strange to get a phone call from someone you don't know asking how you are.
Sometimes, you know, people are not very receptive to that. But for the most part, people have been very, very receptive to our calls.
Garcia is a regional coordinator for a coalition of nonprofits called Census Inland Empire, whose goal is to encourage historically undercounted groups to take the census. The plan was for her organization, the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, to canvass neighborhoods by foot. But when the coronavirus shutdown came, they quickly adjusted by making phone calls from home and by changing their approach.
We needed to be mindful that people were not, you know, community and the average, you know, day-to-day people, the top of their priorities and their, you know, their concerns was not the census.
The disadvantaged communities and communities of color they were trying to reach have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. So when the team of 12 phone bankers started making thousands of calls a day, they decided to approach it as a friendly neighborhood chat to say, hey, we really hope you take the census, and also here are some coronavirus resources for the area.
They trust us, you know, even more than they did. They understand that, you know, we're a legitimate organization that cares about, you know, not just the census, but about the overall well-being of the community.
Unlike scams, they never ask for personal information. Instead, they give out details on food banks, financial resources, and immigration information for those who need to understand their rights. There is hope that the campaign has been successful, since both Riverside and San Bernardino County are on track to surpass the 2010 census response rates. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.